destination. No, it's about the journey. It ain't where you're headed, but it's how you grow. It ain't about the trophies, but getting back on your feet, walking in your glory. So come on, let's go. Michelle speaks. Yes, it is. Michelle speaks.
Good morning, A68 and listeners, and welcome to another service of Michelle Speaks. I am smiling because when you have your sisters on and they over there jamming to your intro, you're trying to hold it all together. But we have another hour, and I'm so excited for the hour that's coming up. And even as we were preparing for this hour, so much dialogue and conversation, there's no telling where we may go today, but we are definitely going to kick it off the way we always do, and that is giving him praise and thanksgiving, because this day is his. It's the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And to show that we are going to begin rejoicing, we're kicking off with praise, and that praise song is For Every Mountain by Kirk Carr.
I've got so much to thank God for. So many wonderful blessings and so many open doors.
Start
me on my way.
For letting just heard Kurt Cars for Every Mountain, and I tell you, we can all get caught up on that because it says, for every trial you see me through. Now, I don't know where you've been living for the last 12 weeks, but there have been mountains on mountains on mountains that he has helped us climb, that he is seeing us through. There is no describing the pain, the anguish, but there is something about knowing that there is Jesus. There is something about knowing that despite what I'm feeling, my faith is going to propel me to that next level. And because my faith propels me, that means chains have got to break. That means things will fall off of me. And that's why up next is Shackles by Mary Mary.
Show is hot out here. No, I don't mind though.
Certainly are going to dance like David because shackles are falling. We are no longer who the Son sets free is truly free indeed. And that's what today's theme is, free indeed. And we're going to unpack that in so many ways on today's show about what it means to be free indeed and to understand that if we belong to Him, that we are free indeed. Now, that doesn't mean that there's not work to be done. And we're going to talk about that work. Sometimes we take God out of conversations. And if it has not been more evident in these last 12 weeks that He is not excluded, but included and the part of and the designer and creator, and He allows. So we should be talking about Him all in all aspects. And that is what we're going to do on today's show as we talk about free indeed. But let us first get to the scripture for today. It is a familiar one, and it comes from John, the 8th chapter. And we're going to pick up from the 31st verse to the 36th verse, and it reads as follows. To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, if you told my teachings, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. They answered him, we are Abraham's descendants, and have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free? Jesus replied, "Verily, truly, I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now, a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." I've just read for you John, the 8th chapter, the 31st through the 36th verse. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearing and reading of his word. We're going to unpack that, y'all, right after we have the next selection, and we will be led to the throne by none other than Minister Malika Rahman, and we will have rich dialogue first with Elaine Johnson with mantras from a mogul, because she's a mogul. And not in her own mind, but in this time. So let us prepare with our song to prepare our hearts and minds. Zacardi Cortez, God Held Me Together.
Zacardi, tell your story.
So many wonder how I survived. I can't say it was easy, but I'm still alive. God never left me, he stayed by my side. And I am so grateful he kept me. Oh, yeah.
God held me together, made sure that I didn't lose my mind.
No, not this time.
Struggle,
and
disappointments too. You were there,
you were right there.
Listen, I can't even tell you all I've been through. The times I was down and didn't know what to do. I almost But the Lord came and he rescued me, rescued me.
That you clear your hearts and your minds at this time and make yourself available as we go to the throne. Father God, we thank you. Lord, we come to you on this day with our hearts full of thanks. God, we thank you for being all powerful. We thank you for having everything in your hands. We thank you because you kept us together. We thank you because you did not let us succumb to ourselves. We give you the glory, honor, and praise that you're due on this day. And Lord, because we know that you've kept us together, we open ourselves and avail ourselves to you in this moment, Father God, to allow you to have your way. We ask that you continue to give us direction so we know where to go. We know how to move, God. We ask that you continue to cover us because we need your protection on this journey. Lord, we ask your touch and a special covering for the individuals who are impacted by what's going on in our society right now, Father God. From quarantine, Father God, to racial injustices, Father God, to just holding together their families. I ask that you touch them, touch their hearts and their minds and give them strength, Father. Build them up. Give them peace where they're. Show them love in spite of hatred. And let them know that they are not alone, Father. For though they may seem hell bound, Father God, they may seem like they are in bondage right now for the things that seem to be oppressing them, God. But as your word said and as it was read, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. So Father, we ask that you allow us to be strong enough to show up, to show your love, to show up, Father God, and put you first, to bring you back into the conversation so that we know that there is no resolution without you, God. We will see no peace nor have no peace without the peacemaker, the peace giver. Father God, our hope lies in you. So we're asking on this day that you instill in us the hope that is eternal hope, God, that no matter what it looks like on this earth, Father, that we have eternal hope in you, that you can and will restore and reconcile all that which is lost back to you. Father, we love you. And we will continue to give your name the glory. We will continue to give your name the praise and continue to give your name the honor. It is in Jesus' matchless and mighty name we do pray and give thanks. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I don't even know where to begin. I just, that prayer set it all off. And so I'm excited to have my sisters here. There are no words to describe what has been transpiring. And I am indeed grateful that to be free of it right now. But I am indeed grateful for them. If you do not have support as we are going through these challenging times, I can only imagine what it must be. But these women that are with me today, when the song says God had me together, I can truly say that part of that being held came from who he puts in your circle. Because you need fallback buddies and battle buddies, as we are even calling it in some circle. And, you know, nothing like having sisters that will lock arms with you. And so I'm excited. We are going to jump into Elaine, and she's going to give us mantra from a moment.
Good morning, everyone. I am so excited about today's segment. I know that we are in a season of heaviness and we're fighting, but the mantra for you is self-care is necessary. Self-care, I'm going to say it for somebody in the back, is necessary, okay? As we continue to fight, as we continue to lead, as we continue to push this agenda forward, I want to remind you to take care of that spirit of yours. You know, these couple of that we have been leading and fighting and going through, one of the things that I realize is that when I don't work out, I feel like I can't. When I'm not drinking water, I won't. When I'm not putting good things in my body, I'm questioning everything. And if you don't think that what you're putting in your body is directly connected to how you're feeling spiritually, how you're leading, how your emotions feel, let me tell you to your face, sis, sir, okay? I'm gonna need you to get it all the way together. And when I'm saying this to you, I want to let you know that I've had to check myself. Because here's the thing, the whole world may be going crazy, but I am a wife first. My family is my first ministry. I am a mother first, and I have to protect the energy of this house. So when all I'm doing is consuming the news and consuming social media, and I have not made time for prayer, I have not made time to work out, I have not made time to cook healthy things, I am a whole hot mess. I don't know if you're like, sis, me too. But let me tell you, it's real raggedy in these parts when I am not together, when my husband is not together. Because here's the thing. I want to make sure that I'm creating an atmosphere that number one, the Holy Spirit knows he's always welcome. And number two, where love is the foundation. So yeah, everything might be breaking loose in this world, but if it's one thing I can control is my home, if it's one thing I'm giving to God, I didn't say I'm controlling it. The one thing I'm giving to God is, Lord, be my peace. And so as we transition in the next couple of weeks, I really want to challenge you guys. This is not a game. I know I joke a lot, but one thing that Michelle and Malumi is, I have to take care of y'all. I have to take care of my spirit, and I have to make sure that I'm always leading with love.
That's what happens when you're talking and you're on mute. So I just love that you are talking about self-care. And it makes all the difference in the world right now. Because if we are not taking care of ourselves, then we don't have what it takes to take care of anybody else. And it's one thing not to take care of yourself in normal times. It's something else altogether when the tension and stress levels and anxiety and low tolerance and all things are at an all-time high, and then you decide not to take care of yourself. Well, that's a pressure cooker, okay? That's a pressure cooker. I don't know about you, but when you put something in a pressure cooker and you decide you want to open the pot before it's ready, right? It hasn't cooled down. What happens? It explodes. And so, Elaine, thank you. Because people are not figuring out the balance from home.
Right.
We're home and can't figure out the balance. So I thank you for that sharing. I love what you share with us every month. Just has such a huge impact. And so thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yay.
But you know, we're about to have, so we had so many conversations. I thought the show started, right? we laughing, but it was real. It was real in the pre-screen of the show. And so I want to first tackle the scripture and talk about how does that apply to today. First, that the arrogance of these folks to say, we have never been slaves. That's the Israelites. What you talking about? We are descendants of Abraham. Because he said, the truth will set you free. Well, first of all, you got to talk to a slave because I'm not a slave. And Jesus, and this is what I appreciate. Because I would be inclined to be indignant in my response, right? I in my flesh, because I'm learning to regulate it better, would want to chin check you, right? I would be inclined to, you know, and I mean, not all the time. Not all the time. But there are some times that I would be inclined to say, if you serving, be prepared to eat it, because I'm going to meet you. But Jesus is like, nope. I got something for you. Clearly, I'm going to continue with my story as if you didn't even interrupt me. That's class. That's integrity. That's character. To then go on and says, yeah, but then you can, you'll always stay a slave. But if you are in the family as part of the son, then you're free. So he comes back with a response that purely identifies that there's a separation in ego, arrogance, and pride. And the fact that you can't get it is because you can't get over yourself. So let's talk about that, ladies, because there's something about being free in him that makes you regulate who you are to hear from him. Your thought.
Go ahead, Minister Malika. Go ahead. I know you got it.
So the first thing I will say, sis, you put a great point, you know, the separation between ego, arrogance, and pride, right? The first step to being free is recognizing that the truth that you're accepting is different that you have right now. Right. We get to a place where we are so comfortable in our mess that we begin to believe that our mess is our truth. you know, some of us have lived at that address before, have taken up residence that my perception of this is right. And at times, you know, our need to be right can come off and be driven by ego, arrogance, and pride. Yes, you may be descendants of Abraham. That is a true statement. But the piece that we have never been slaves to anybody is your own sauce that you've thrown into the mix. And you met the truth to fit your feelings. And we've talked a lot about people's feelings. When we minimize truth to fit our feelings, we don't do anything but ourselves, as the Bible says, and this is going to hurt some feelings, but it's in the Word of God, make ourselves look like fools.
So I'm Elango, and I'm going to come back and say some things. And the truth is, nope, Elaine, because if I get started down here, I'm not going.
No, because now you left us. I want to hear what you got to say. Do it.
It is one thing to own that you had an address. I owned my stuff. I owned that there was a time. And you know what that owning does? It also allows me to have grace. It allows me to have grace that when I see somebody else in their mess, what I say is, I remember when it was me. I remember. And so I'm not going to think so much that I am going to expose. But I am going to say, I understand. And if you're close to me, and depending on the circumstances, I'm going to get close enough to you to reel you in so that there's no damage. Like, I'm going to save you from yourself because I know what you're feeling, but this ain't it. Like, you can't do this. And why? Because I would rather have you be in all your emotions about me and be frustrated and all that other stuff than to be out of character, outside, exposed. Yeah, if you love people, that's what you do. Then there are those who think, as Malika said, that they are Pharaoh. So let it be written. So let it be done. And even in this pandemic and this protest, as people are like, you know what happened to Pharaoh? Do you know what happened to him? Okay, there was a Red Sea. And he thought he knew so much. They couldn't even bury Pharaoh. Oh, I'm sorry. He had a sea burial. So what happens is when you think you are the truth, you know, I'm not going to do that because I said I wasn't going to talk about the President of the United States that said that he has done more than Jesus. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that is why he's going to have a Red Sea experience. And I just need us to be mindful that when you can't accept the truth, then you're living a lie. God is not going to drop his standard so that his truth becomes a lie. He's just not going to do that. Because I can't be free in a lie. Ain't nobody ever been free in a lie. Show me somebody that's been free in a lie. Because you're still trying to protect the first one. So here comes the third one. Here comes the fourth one. So you are literally shackled to your lie. So you can't ask to be free until you're willing to tell the truth and face some truths. Mm-hmm. Our nation is facing some truths. We have been called hypocrites. We have been called a whole lot of things. And if you get me started down that path, here's something about some truths. We can't act like we have gangsta all along, right? When we came, because you can't find something that belonged to somebody else, right? Because you didn't need this country. You came here. And when you steal, you have to stole. Now, that's our history. We were thieves. We were liars. We were stealers, right? We were robbers. That's how we got there. So we need to own all that. And guess what? Because we've never owned the truth about it, it just keeps moving. That's what a lie does. Oh, slavery, oh, take it out of the history books. As if that's going to change it. Oh, we didn't give them reparations. We didn't give them 40 acres. Okay, well, just don't mention it no more. You know, just don't own that part of it. Oh, we didn't. I told y'all I was going to down this road. Hmm. But the sun brings truth to light, even if it takes 401.
So let me just add one thing. We can only be set free in our truth if we have the ability to self-assess. And what I'm finding is that that is the difference. To Michelle, we don't own our stuff, right? We don't have, some people, guys, I'm sorry. What I'm learning is that some people don't have the ability to self-assess. It's easier for them to say, you, and you, never looking at me and what I have. And when I tell y'all, your girl tired of these conversations, it's like, how do you not understand? How do you not understand? You know what I'm saying? Like, there are so many truths that may hurt, but we have to have. And that's what I've been sharing on my platforms is, even me, I identify as a Latina that could be a person of color, but my white skin gives me white privilege that my Black does not have. So yes, am I Latina? I am. Do people say, oh my gosh, you have this accent or this and that, or you should go back to... That is not open the door for me to say, Daryl, I know what you're going through, because I don't. Like, we need to stop acting like, well, I need to feel what you feel. To be an ally? To be on the right side of the team? Like, sis, sir, it's a no. We have to assess. I have to accept that I have white privilege because of my white skin, although I'm Latina. These are things that I'm able to reflect, acknowledge, and accept. Until we start saying the whole truth, y'all, and really start holding people accountable, to Michelle's point, it's always going to be fluff.
Reflect, acknowledge. I was trying to get the last one. What was the last one, sis?
Reflect, acknowledge, and accept.
Accept. Okay. I'm writing that down. I'm a little leaky speak because I'm writing that down. Yeah.
When she said that, it immediately made me think of, in law enforcement, there are things called general orders, right? And those are our standard of operation. And general order number one is, lack of knowledge is no excuse. That's the first thing. Not knowing cannot be the excuse that we use. To your point, Elaine, failing to reflect and failing to self-assess does not make the truth less real. It makes you less real for not being able to stomach the truth, but it does not make the truth less real. If we're operating out of arrogance, your arrogance isn't less real because you think it's okay. It's just real for everybody else. And when we stay in that space as the people here who believed we just, this thing over here, we're not trying to hear nothing you saying. We know you're describing us, but we're not talking about that. Not thing that they were neglecting to understand and failing to accept was the thing that was going to set them free. Mm. The message that you did not want to hear was the message that was sent for you to make you better. So when we look at our lives, even in the now, what you don't want to know about your, the area in which you need to know so that you can improve. You know, we talk about this new year, new me. You know, I'm coming out of this quarantine better. Everybody wants to start a business and all this. But if you don't have your attitude in check,
right?
If you do not learn, to your point, Michelle, about regulating, if you have not learned how to regulate yourself to understand where your ego rises, where your pride shows up, and where that fragrance of arrogance rests upon your fingers when you leave a place, you can be right and still show. But if I'm seeking to let you know that I'm smarter than you, right, instead of really to, you know, something Elaine said earlier, showing up in love to say, hey, sis, I know you said such and such, but just check this. My brother, I know you thinking such and such, but check this out, because it may help you along the way. You don't always have to know it came from me. I always tell you that I'm correcting you. But if all I want to do is poke my chest out and have people acknowledge me and reflect on who I am,
right,
acknowledge that I have some weaknesses that rest, right, and accept that I need to change, then I fail to regulate all of the ego, pride, and all the arrogance. And now I keep showing up with excuses instead of showing up in excellence.
A word.
A whole word, as you would say. And so I was talking about that. I want us to talk about the two facets, right? You have who was talking to, and then you have him. Mm-hmm. And now we're going to talk about the leader. Because Jesus at all times was a leader. And so to the leaders that are listening to us have this dialogue, there has to be self-assessing. You have to first assess and hear on your strengths and on your own weaknesses, so that in you, your weaknesses are up and somebody else to continue to fumble. I am very much aware when I am about to cross over and I'll stop, like I'll stop talking. I even tell people, if you say this to me, I know that I have crossed the line. If you tell me, Michelle, I don't think you're listening to me, I will immediately keep my mouth closed, because you know what? I understand that for a leader is to listen. I cannot necessarily keep leading, even if I'm right, and dismissing and not listening to those around me. You do gain trust or buy-in by just forging ahead with your own thing. So the reason I said that is that Jesus understood who he was talking to, and he knew they wouldn't be receptive. How will you handle those that you have to deliver a message to and you know they're not going to be receptive? It's just as important as a leader as to be Jesus, right? Because there's a lot of messaging out there right now. A lot of messaging, right? We were talking about that earlier. Everybody is taken to the internet and taken to social media platforms and formulating judgment, not just opinions, and who, and everybody is nailing somebody else on a cross, right? And Jesus didn't nail everybody else on the cross. He said, I'm just going to speak truth. And I'm not going to speak a truth. I'm not going to speak, you know, a truth. I'm going to speak the truth. So when people don't want to hear the truth, how do you deliver it, and how are you able to handle it? Because it's easy for the folks that are receptive. Everybody receptive. We all in. But Minister Malika taught something last week, and I tell you, she had us on there, you know, all in prayer, right? About ways in which you, I would say, manage conflict. But that's the same thing when he was saying about the truth shall set you free. And if I'm in him, the things that used to shackle me won't shackle me. But I have to learn how to fight those things now. I have to learn how to handle and in my interaction with conflict. And that's one thing when I'm not a leader. Because there's a little bit of grace if I'm not a leader. But if I've been identified as a leader, let me assure you, your grace is minimum from people. And I'm not saying that that's fair. But here's some truths, right? Because the expectation is that you know better. You can't lead me out of your feelings. Signs are showing all up because now your hands are moving, your eyebrows, you know, you done stuck your hands in your pockets, or whatever it is that becomes your telltale sign, all of that is now on display. And then folks always want to go to Jesus and the flipping of the tables. Well, yeah, I'll say this about that. Was he angry? I'm sure he was. Did he sin? No, he did not. So the next time you want to use that as an example, be sure that you understand that those tables were turned without sin, but under instruction. I see. Because it's not in the lane. Is like, yeah!
I just wanted to say one thing to follow that up, if I could. To your point of using it as an example, be careful that it's an excuse. When we lack knowledge and don't know the truth, when we don't know the truth about why it happened, then we can find ourselves using it as an excuse to act up and not an example of how to act.
What I was gonna say goes back and listen to me clearly. This goes right back when Michelle was asking you, leader, how do you lead when people won't agree with you? You have to make sure that you're taking care of yourself. And I'm gonna give you an example. So I have two kids. So I've been through this, y'all, okay? When a baby is tired, y'all, and I know Michelle and Malia about Star Crack, they know this to be true. When a baby is tired, it will cry, scream, tantrum. And what do the moms say? Oh, papito, you're tired. Come on. And it'll go to sleep like this. And when that baby wake up, it is so refreshed and it's giggling and it's happy. It is the same for you, my fellow leader. If you are tired, you are going to be snapping and snippy. You are going to be nasty. And that might not be your intention, but if all you're doing is leading and fighting and leading and fighting and pushing the agenda forward, and you're not taking a step back to say, self, what do I have to do to pour from a absolutely full cup? It's going to come out the wrong way. And then the people who are not receiving the message well, you're going to internalize that personal. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas had you been full, had you been completely confident, had you been completely prepared, right, to be a leader, because this is a part of my plan. In order for me to lead women in Latinas in Motion, I have to make sure that I'm taking care of myself. That is something I write down. It's a part of my leadership plan. So when we're having difficult conversations, you get a different Elaine when I'm not at my best. You get a different Elaine when I'm tired, and you get a different Elaine when I am not taking care of myself. Mm-hmm. So when Michelle is, I'm picturing Michelle describe the leader that has to speak to people who don't agree. And all I'm thinking about is like, wow, to my brothers and sisters who haven't been taking care of themselves and they're extremely tired and fatigued in leadership, how does that end up? You know what I'm saying? Like, how does that end up? And so when I talk about this mantra, yes, I say it and I'm bubbly, but like Michelle and Malika know, this is real for us. Yeah. It's going to cost you too much if you don't take care of yourself. It's going to cost you too much.
Yeah. Yeah. Since you said something very important, and it made me think, of, you know, on our cars, when we drive, most people have some form of roadside assistance, right? You have AAA, you have it through your insurance, some type of roadside assistance. Self-care is the same for our journey on this spiritual walk. We all need roadside assistance. And for the sake of keeping things consistent, we're going to call this road, you know, Jesus Virgin, spiritual walk, AAA. You're going to need to assess where you are, assess your condition, assess your audience, right? For leaders who have to go into places and speak these messages as Jesus did to an audience while trying to hear it. Assess yourself and assess your audience. Acknowledge the message and what you're trying to say, right? Make it very clear. Acknowledge your role in the room. If you are the leader, you cannot get concerned. And, you know, if you listen to Minister Michelle and follow her teachings, you will understand it's not about the person's response or reaction to what you're saying. You come with your message and you make your message clear. Acknowledge what needs to be said. Acknowledge your role in the room. And then you can do what you've been sent there to do without fear, without frustration, without getting into your feelings. And then once we assess, we acknowledge, then we have to accept and take action. Accept this, okay, this is the room, but I'm here. And now it's time for me to do what I need to do. Roadside is your spiritual journey. You can't keep walking around, showing up, and then when you change point, you getting frustrated with everything. Take care of that roadside assistance, take it with you, and follow the plan. And you'll always be, as a leader, you will always be prepared to show up even when things don't go the way that you thought. Even when you have to make a pit stop, you're prepared.
And so to the leader, this is not judgment. This is prayerfully tools for you. Because we understand what it means to have to. And so you may not get a day. We hope you do, but you may get a day. So they're just things you're going to have to do today to help level set you and keep you grounded. And that's what I mean by the regulation. They're just mindsets that you're going to have. You would be surprised what 10 minutes of silence, just you and Jesus, will do for you. And if you are intentional about that 10 minutes, just that intentionality to say, God, I need you right now for peace. I need well within me. I need you to refresh me. I need you to pull down the thoughts that are causing me to become frustrated. I'm calling on the power that you already embedded in me to work a new thing. And if you put in that 10 minutes, I promise you, peace, inside, that all hell is still breaking loose on around you, but there's peace inside. Get comfortable with the countdown, how you will count back. Get comfortable with that. Get comfortable with what is it? Is it the song? But I can tell you, when none of those things work, the word always works. That's why it doesn't say I meditate on the song or I have the lyrics day and night. That's why it doesn't say that. It says, thy word have I hidden in my heart. Because I know what it means to lead. And you can't get satisfied and you can't fight that thing in you and coming up against you. And there's not a song. There's not people you can talk to. You're at war. And only the word can get you through war. And so we're going to start with you, Elaine, with closing remarks on being set free.
Get you a dope village that's going to hold you accountable, that's going to hold your hand when it gets hard, and that's going to love you in spite of whatever's going on in the world.
Yes, sis. Yeah. All right, Minister. Come on.
I will say, in addition to your village, recognize what your roadside assistance is on your spiritual journey, so that when and if you break down, you know who to call, you know who to look to, and you know who will come and not just repair, but will help you restore and get you back on your journey again.
And I round this out with, if you are indeed a leader, get very acquainted with your strengths and even more acquainted with your weaknesses. Because the more you know about both of those, the more likely you are to be aware of when they show up. And then you'll be able to put things in place to regulate them. You can't regulate what you remain oblivious to, right? That's why it's called the truth shall set you free. And if you need God to take the plank out of your own eye, then just ask him. I can't see me. Show me me, because we are good at looking at everybody else. Get on your knees and say, show me me. Because in order for me to be effective in my assignment, I have to be effective myself first.
That's good, sis. That's good.
Truth sets us free. I didn't hear you, sis. What was that?
I said, that's good.
And I said, yes.
We have this relationship not because we are always getting it, I assure you. But love never said that we would be giggling all the time or laughing all the time. Love said that I would be present. And they hold me accountable in ways that they don't even know, because I know I'm called to lead. And I don't, every time I look at them, I look at responsibility to show up, responsibility to act accordingly, responsibility. Like, I don't look at them and go, oh, you know, they'll understand. No, I look at them and go, no, they won't understand. What they will do is model what I do. That's what I look at. That's what I look at. And we need that for each other, especially in times like these. And so we're going to close with saying this, because we're going to be back with my sister all month and then some. I want to tell everybody in blue who's doing it right that we love you. And we are praying for you. You are not the enemy. And we understand the challenges of working with those and walking with those who do it wrong. Because guess what? There's not a job in any industry where we aren't working with someone who does it wrong, who abuses the system, who takes advantage of the system. And so right now, you're going through the fire, but understand you're not alone. You have people praying for you and with you. And don't feel alone. To our Black men, you are everything. 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 And I don't care what somebody has to say about you. You are everything. You're not an accident. You are not happenstance. You are not a mistake. You are not worthless. You are everything. He died for you.
Come on, sis.
For you. For you. We need you restored.
Yeah.
So that our house can be restored. And when our house gets restored, our community will get restored. And when the community gets restored, then the country will get restored. So you are everything. This, what's happening right now, is restoration. Because the last shall be first. He promised the head and not the tail. Know that you are loved. Know that you will always matter. It's not that you matter. You will always matter. And that we pray for you. We thank you for joining us this week. We always share wisdom on this particular Sunday. And God is a God of wisdom. All you have to do is ask him for it. So we pray that you as leaders will take heed and walk like Jesus. Because he led 12 disciples. He wasn't one of the disciples. So every time we keep saying, well, be like Jesus, just remember he was a leader. He wasn't Peter, the disciple. He was the leader of the disciples. So if you're going to walk that walk, get in touch with who you are and start first leading yourself. We thank you. We are going to be back next week with another hour of Michelle Speaks. Hit up my new website. I am so psyched. It's michellespeaks.org. We have had a number of things. You're going to see these two ladies with blogs on the website and links because it's all about supporting one another. So look out for Mantras from a Mogul from Elaine Johnson and that planner. We got to get it right. We got to get it right. And my sister, you know, she's the CEO of Be A Great You. She's going to talk about some things, some law, some order, and how to be a great you. Look at those blogs on michellespeaks.org. We are so excited about the work and the ministry and how we are continuing to make sure that God's word goes forth. We thank you. We love you. God bless you. Till next time. The journey.
It ain't where you're headed, but it's how you grow. It ain't about the trophies, but getting back on your feet, walking in your glory. So come on, let's go. Michelle Speaks. Yes, it is. Michelle Speaks. All right, all right. It's time for Michelle Speaks.